The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So, formally, hello and welcome to Happy Hour, dear Sangha. So, today in the United States, is a holiday. This is a holiday weekend, and this Monday is a holiday, and it's called Labor Day. It's the day to celebrate labor, the working force with working the labor of all who labor, who work. So that's kind of a very general description of the holiday. And So for the given that particular theme, what I wanted to use that theme, but change it, shift it, for us to practice appreciation and gratitude for all labor, for all work, all gifts. Both all the labor, all the gifts that anyone has given us, both knowingly and unknowingly, as well as appreciating our own labor. And the word labor perhaps is kind of laborious. It sounds a little heavy, but maybe we can think of it as something light. For example, you know, I'm wearing this shirt here because of so many people's contribution, so many people's contributions around the world, that this shirt has made its way, providing support from the elements to this body. There's been the designer, there's been the person who's produced it, if it's cotton, the person who's the farmer who's produced the cotton, et cetera, all these contributions, all these human contributions. And also closer to home, all of us, every single one of us are us human beings, whether we've had parents who've been loving or not as caring. And yet, for the first 4 years of our lives, all of us human beings are pretty dependent. We're actually completely dependent on the care of others. So it has taken a lot of labor, for us to even survive, to make it to this point. So appreciating the labor, the contributions of people who have supported us, friends, as well as maybe coaches, et cetera, and as well as our own labor, our own contributions, our own work, our own practice, our own maybe studying or work or whatever we have done to make bring us to this point. And for the practice today, the invitation is to turn off our judgment. This is not the time to start judging. Of course, the judgmental mind can be there, but we can choose. We have a choice. We have a choice which way to go. And if we notice that we've gone down the road of judging others, well, they didn't work so hard and they should have done more. Like, well, we come back. We are intending, we are inclining our mind towards appreciation. We're cultivating appreciation. This is the work we are doing right now. There might be another time for discernment, et cetera, but right now, given that our minds tend to be more judgmental than appreciative, normally, we are going to choose to strengthen the muscle of appreciation. And again, not to say there is not a time for discernment, et cetera, and that has a right place and time, but not judgment. There is a sharpness. There is a acerbicness in judgment that is not helpful, doesn't serve. Similarly, for ourselves, when we turn today to appreciate ourselves, don't start unleashing all kinds of judgments and self-recriminations onto yourself as to evaluate everything you've done as a shortcoming. Turn your mind towards appreciating what has been done, what you've been able to do. So that is the frame. That is the frame for today's practice. And I've spoken enough. So let's turn to practice appreciation for all our labors and everyone else's together. And I'll lead us as usual. So let's begin. Let's begin by landing in this body, landing in this breath. And letting go. In this moment, choosing to let go, choosing to put down what is not helpful, what doesn't serve in this moment, and softening, relaxing into the body. Relaxing, softening into the breath, into your sit bones, and allowing your spine to have a sense of integrity, to be upright, rising up from your sit bones, from the stable base, sitting with integrity, tall, yet relaxed. The muscles soft and relaxed. As always, we start with settling, arriving, just this breath. Received in the abdomen in this moment in time. Just taking, cherishing this moment as a moment of refuge. Connecting with the breath in the body in this moment. As we receive the breath, each in breath, each out breath, appreciating this body, and the way it works, the way it functions, all the internal functions. Such as the breath. The autonomous nervous system functioning. All the chemical, biological functions, systems, actions. That support this being who is me, who is us. Functioning. Without thinking about it too much, just receiving the breath and whatever sensations reveal themselves, present themselves to you. And as we connect with the breath, with the body, also connecting with appreciation for this body functioning, working, as well as it does, which may not be perfect. Breathing, digestion, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, healing, etc. So many functions. To be grateful for. And now turning our awareness or attention to someone who's easy in our life, maybe a parent, maybe a teacher, a coach, a benefactor, someone who's been there for us. We feel gratitude, appreciation. For their work, for their labor. Perhaps previously unappreciated or unseen, unacknowledged. And letting a sense of appreciation for their work, for their contribution, for their labor to be be an open-hearted one. To gift that may be continuing or was previously gifted, and by receiving it graciously, continuing to receive open-heartedly. We honor the gift, honor the labor, honor the contribution, receiving it wholeheartedly with appreciation. And you're welcome to invite more benefactors if you wish in this circle of appreciation. Spending time with each person. I'm not jumping quickly from one to the next, which can get the mind a little unsettled if we jump too quickly. So spending a little bit of time with each. I remember it's not the time to get judgmental and consider all the shortcomings, but to be generous. Cultivate generosity in seeing the good and cultivating generosity in the appreciation. And now, if you wish, expanding the circle of appreciation to categories of beings, maybe all farmers in the world. All fruit pickers, vegetable pickers, etc., etc. All farm laborers all over the world who've had any hand supported the food you eat, have eaten. So many people, so many beings. Maybe bring to mind just one or two. Maybe appreciating the work of all drivers in the world, everyone working in transportation, supporting the movement of food, of goods. Feeling the interconnection with so much of humanity. Maybe choosing another category that's meaningful to you, maybe from your profession, all those who've laid the foundation for what you do, maybe all writers whose writing, whose work you have appreciated. Now, including yourself, including this being who is you, appreciating your work, your labor, your contribution, both to yourself and to others, your interconnection with others. through not just your work, but living your life, simply being. Being a friend, being a neighbor, a child or a parent, a sibling, all the functions. Seeing others appreciating your contribution, your work, your labor, you simply showing up. And beware of judgment. If you consider your showing up, your contribution to be subpar or lousy, thank you, judgmental mind. Not needed right now. Letting yourself, letting this being who's you to be appreciated, to be seen. For your gifts. Contributions in this interconnected web of humanity. You are needed. You are needed. You are needed. Your participation is needed. And for the last moments, of this practice period. Feeling the interconnection, opening. Appreciating the interconnected web and how all our contributions, our participations, all the labor, all the love, is needed. And may our contribution be of benefit to ourselves and the whole world. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, we have time for reflections, for questions. Time in the Sangha to share your insights, observations. As a gift to participate with everyone. And you can raise your Zoom hand if you wish. You can also type in chat. If it's just typed to me, I will not read your name. It will be private. And if you type them to everyone, I will read your reflections. Ah, and Jerry has shared with me that today is also, yes, is the Jewish New Year. So, happy Rosh Hashanah. So, as a part of our practice, also appreciating the work, the labor, the contributions of all the Jewish community around the world. So any reflections on this Labor Day, Rosh Hashanah? Ah, Dawn says, thank you. The sentiment you are needed was a gift. Thank you, Dawn. Yeah, and you're welcome to raise your hand to say more if you wish. And Roisy, please.
Do I just speak?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, where I went to in my mind was with my grandmother and my sister, who were carers for me in the absence of my mother. And I got in touch with so much love that I experienced as a child that I hadn't really reflected on in that way. And so then when I extended that to a group, it was women that have given birth, because we all came, and that's labor, right? Because we all came from someone that gave birth to us. So we had this all in common. And then the next group were teachers. And because I saw their influence on me in my life, and I really did see, because I'm a teacher now, a high school teacher, I really did see the connection between the care I received from these women in my life, then all the mothers and then the teachers and now what I do. And, oh, it was beautiful, big web of interconnectedness. Yeah, like a map. It was lovely. So thank you.
Thank you, Rosie. It's such a beautiful reflection. And thank you so much for sharing this beautiful web that came up for you in your practice. And I love this other definition of labor. Yes, labor. We've all come through wombs of mothers. They've all labored. Yeah, thank you for that. That resonance. That's beautiful. And so much love and so many different ways. And we've all had teachers. So many teachers. Beautiful. Thank you, Rosie. Oh, lovely. Terence says, reflections on the labors of the Buddha. Lovely. And the lineage of the teachers that have connected us with the teachings. Wow. Indeed. Yeah. The labors of the Buddha. It wasn't easy for him. The story goes that after he was awakened, he didn't want to teach. It was too hard. He thought, oh, nobody's going to get what I want to teach. So, and it was hard. And all the lineage, all the teachers and all the practitioners, and being practitioners yourself, you know that, yeah, sometimes practice is nourishing and rewarding. Sometimes it's hard. It's challenging. It's difficult. So connecting with that. Thank you, Terence. That's a beautiful reflection. Love that. Any other reflections, any other groups that came up for you? I'd love to hear. Or anything else? Jeff, please.
I just felt a real expansiveness of my heart. Finding the gratitude and the appreciation for, you know, entire groups of people. Just, I mean, it was just such a big feeling, you know, just an expansiveness. I almost felt like, you know, my heart wanted to kind of beat out of my chest. It was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Lovely. We have time for one more reflection before I return. Yes, Diana, I do see your hand. I usually don't see it. There we go.
I have difficulty, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I have difficulty with one thing, which is that my contributions have been huge. I know them, think about it in so many ways. But it would be nice to have something recognized at some point. You know, yeah, I just, it's just, there's just, I'm not, it's not about that. It's just like, I'm a really good friend to someone, or it's, I go through life and not feeling, and just like being there. And I just heard this thought that may be a healing thought for me. The previous speaker talked about his own expansiveness of heart. Maybe it may be within me being closed off and not seeing others' appreciation of me or something like that. I don't.
Diana, I think you, I love how you circled around, you know, your insight as you were speaking out loud into, oh yeah, maybe that's what needs a little more leaning into and opening up to.
The bigger part of my.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for your inner wisdom answering your own question. I love it when that happens. Thanks, Diana. Beautiful. So, Jeff, if this is quick here before we go into groups. Yes.
It is quick. And this was just to address Diana's point that I used to be a real people pleaser. And, you know, I was really looking for a lot of recognition. And it wasn't until I started a lot of self-compassion practice and started to really appreciate myself for who I am and appreciate kind of, you know, what I've accomplished, that I stopped looking externally for that validation. Mm-hmm. And that was a real huge part of my transformation. So
beautiful.
Just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for sharing your journey in this way and how this has lit you up. Beautiful. Yay. So, dear one, speaking of sharing our journeys with each other and supporting each other in the Sangha, now we turn our attention to practicing in small groups of roughly size 3 or so. And as always, we'll start with 15 seconds of silent metta for one another. And then you say you'll speak as little or as much as you wish, appreciating yourself, appreciating others in sharing their practice and sharing your practice. This being in groups is a labor of love, hopefully not too laborious, but maybe leaning into the love, appreciating yourself, appreciating others. So take care of yourself, take care of others. And the rooms are open. Here we go. And folks are back. Welcome back, everyone. So we just have a minute for any, yes, Kenneth, I see your hand, please.
Yeah, I have a lot of appreciation for my Kundalini teacher I studied with for years and years, because he didn't want to be a teacher either. But when he was given the gift from his teacher, he taught us to honor his own teacher. But a lot of times he didn't want to be there, but he did it in honor of his teacher, and I have a lot of respect and love for him because of that.
That warms my heart. That absolutely warms my heart. Thanks for bringing him into the circle, Kenneth.
Welcome.
Yeah, beautiful. So honoring, appreciating all labors, all contributions, ours, others, and all the labors. I love how earlier Roisy brought in the labors of our mothers, labors, a different definition of labors. That's going to stay with me for the rest of the day. So thank you all. Thank you all for showing up, for practicing, for contributing your labor of love to this Sangha by showing up, supporting yourself, supporting each other. May all beings everywhere benefit from our labor of love in our practice. May we awaken, may we be happy, may we be free, and may all beings everywhere be happy and free. Thanks, everyone. Thank you all. So I will stop